Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. It's the Jamie and Stoney Show on 97.1 The Ticket. Jamie Samuelson and Mike Stone, along with Heather Park. And we are joined by the governor of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, here on this Monday morning. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
We are glad to be with you. Thank you so much for the time. Obviously, the story in the United States and even in Michigan a little bit over the last few days has shifted back towards a little bit of fear for people out there and obviously a rise in cases. Is this a situation that you and your team expected as you started to reopen the state of Michigan?
Well, to some extent, you know, we've had a tough time with COVID-19, right? It was really exponentially growing early on. We were in line to lose thousands more people, and that's why we took such aggressive steps. And obviously, you know, none of this was easy. We made sacrifice, or business people made sacrifice, or people who've lost loved ones who are still in mourning. And yet we did what we had to do to bring the virus to push the curve down. And there's no question we saved thousands of lives. But as you reengage, it's really important that people don't drop their guard. And that's part of what we're seeing in Michigan. It's also what we're seeing across the country is states that didn't take it as seriously as we did on the front end that are now in crisis mode. And we see the United States numbers going up every day. And that's why we have to all remember the virus hasn't changed, right? We've learned to live with it. And that's how we'd push the numbers down. If we stop, you know, remembering those lessons, we're going to see the numbers go back up. And last thing I want to do is to take steps backward, but that's what we're seeing happen in other states right now.
Before we get into the sports bill that you the executive order you did on Friday, a question I have, and other people have asked me about this, so I figured I'd ask you. Some of the things that have opened and shut down seem arbitrary. Explain to me, because I'm not being critical, I just don't know, how a gym is not okay, but a bar or a restaurant is. It seems it's so much more, it's more easy to social distance at a gym than it would be at a bar, as we're finding out right now.
Yeah, so like every state in the nation, we're building this plane as we fly it. You know, this is a country that was underprepared for a global pandemic, and it's been on the nation's governors to try to write the handbook that we're all working with. You know, restaurants can be safe if people observe the 6 feet apart, wear your masks in until you sit down, take them off when you eat, put them right back on. We can resume some of these normal things that we do in life. Bars that are packed, though, where people are standing right next to each other and they're screaming because the music is too loud, that is ripe for a COVID spread, and that's why a lot of states are now moving backward on bars. We haven't yet. But if we continue to see growth, we may have to. Gyms, you know, are places that are inside where people are touching the same weights and the same weight machines, and they're breathing heavily. And these are things that all contribute to a higher likelihood of spread and greater risk. And that's why they come online later than a restaurant where you can socially distance or even sit outside and wear your mask. So that's the rationale. none of it is perfect. There's no handbook for all of us to follow. But this was what our health experts and the business group that we convened, the Merck, articulated as the right pacing to mitigate risk.
We're talking to Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer here on 97.1 The Ticket. Governor, I'm going to ask you kind of a personal question because it's something that's happening in my house and maybe even in yours because I know you have younger kids as well. We are debating on an almost daily basis whether or not my daughter is going to go to a summer camp this year here in Michigan. They are open, but there are, you know, concerns nevertheless. What is your opinion on kids going to camp this summer here in Michigan?
Yeah, so as we've been talking with our public health experts, including Dr. Khaldun, our chief medical executive, and the experts at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, we've been trying to assess risk inherent in different activities. Day camps, we have permitted. Overnight ones are permitted. There are protocols that we've articulated to keep people safe. Getting a COVID test before your child goes and as soon as your child is done with camp is something that we recommend highly. But you know, the parents have to make the decision, and it's hard. There's no obvious answer here other than you got to know that your camp has got strict protocols in place and that they're following them to give you some peace of mind.
So Friday you pass an executive order that is going to allow professional sports to return to Michigan. I guess the first one would obviously be the baseball, but without fans. Explain the rationale on letting that in.
So, you know, we've been talking with, you know, the MLB commissioner. We've talked to the head of NASCAR. We've spoken with, you know, the Pistons and the NBA, as well as the NFL, Roger Goodell. It's really important that we resume some normalcy, but do it in a safe manner. So I've had people say, oh, you're going to cancel sports. I said, come on, let's keep our wits about us. I'm not going to cancel sports, but we're going to watch it differently. And that's for our safety. And maybe this is one season of doing it this way, but it's the smart way to do it to keep both the athletes safe, to keep the sport going, and to give us the ability to enjoy it. You know, some people don't know, but my first passion in life was I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. So this is something that I recognize as a important part of our culture. We want it to continue, but we're just going to have to observe it differently than we have before.
What happens if, like, the Tigers, their team is coming up here on Wednesday, and a lot of them live in Florida, which is a hot spot, or, you know, how are you worried at all that, you know, that the fact that they're here now could spread something?
Well, I think anytime people are traveling, especially between states and especially coming from a state that's having such a massive outbreak like Florida is right now, we all have to be cautious. And so the MLB and the Tigers, I believe, have got a really thoughtful, evidence-based plan to keep people quarantined, to ensure that they mitigate spread and test all of their employees as well as the athletes. And so I think that, you know, we can navigate this. We just have to be really smart. And remember, this virus has not changed. The only thing that's changed is we've learned how to live with it better to protect ourselves. And that's why we've all got to keep our guard up. Well, I see outbreaks happening in Michigan because people are letting their guard down. And that's something that is really important, that every one of us masks up when we're out and about, that we stay 6 feet apart. And remember, you're always safer at home. Unless you need to go out, you know, if you can stay home, that's the best way to stay safe.
We're talking to Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer here on 97.1 The Ticket, Jamie and Stoney and Heather. You mentioned don't cancel sports, as somebody said to you, and what a sports fan you are. High school sports obviously hold a very strong bond with the state of Michigan. High school football coming up this fall. I know the education plan is still to come from you and your team in Lansing and how we're going to approach the opening of the schools, the reopening of schools. How much of sports and extracurricular activities is part of that announcement, is that decision, and how much have you guys discussed about whether or not you're going to be able to allow students to participate in sports?
Well, I think what you'll see from the group as they, you know, finalize the report, and it'll be public tomorrow, is that they've put, you know, a majority of their energy into what does returning to the classroom look like. However, there is guidance around sports, and I would anticipate that We'll be working with the High School Athletic Association. There are some states that are considering flipping seasons, so making the, you know, football and more contact sports in spring and bringing tennis to the fall. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but there are ideas and thoughts that people are bringing to the conversation to continue to have these sporting opportunities for our young people, but also to keep them safe. So, we're going to work with the association. We're going to continue to listen to our best minds in public health, and we just want to keep our young people safe. But we also recognize a lot of these sports are create opportunities for young people to go on in life, and so we don't want them to miss those opportunities. We just got to figure out how to keep it safe.
All right. Well, we've discussed professional sports, high school sports. Next on the docket, college sports. Is that something that you have the jurisdiction to decide, or are you going to leave it up to the schools, especially the bigger schools like Michigan, Michigan State, and the Big Ten, or is that just your call completely?
Well, I mean, certainly I have a role, but I'm working very closely with the heads of the universities. And one of the great things about Michigan is that when you look at our three big research universities, Michigan, Michigan State, and Wayne State, two out of the three are headed by epidemiologists, and the other is headed by a medical doctor. And so we've got some of the best minds in medicine that are at the helm of our biggest institutions. And they've all had a seat at the table as we've created our Michigan Economic Recovery Council. And so it's really important that we continue to stay close, that we make decisions together, and that they're informed by the best minds. And so that's a part of the process as we continue to move forward.
Obviously, your message here this morning is a couple fold. One is continue to stay safe and treat the disease the way we did back in March. I'm wondering for you, and because we've talked about this on the radio, it's almost like it's harder now that things have opened up. Like I almost wish if we're going to deal with coronavirus, we go back to the way it was in March, and you didn't have to make those decisions in terms of going out or not going out, seeing people or not seeing people, because it makes you. You know, I guess you know a lot more about it than we do, but I feel like our knowledge, while it's deepened, there's still a lot of mystery to the whole thing.
Well, there is. I mean, it's still a novel virus, and we don't know when that vaccine will come. What we do know is that if we go out, we're always safer to, you know, try to socially distance, washing our hands and wearing a mask. And so the less political we can make those actions, the more likely we're going to be able to continue to be out and be safe. And that's why, you know, we want to take the politics out of mask wearing. This is about public health. It's about public health. It's not about politics or partisanship. This is really just about trying to keep people safe so that we can continue to reengage our economy. And I know that we're not all unanimous in a lot of things, I suspect we are unanimous in the fact that none of us, including me especially, wants to have to take steps backward and close things again. So we've got to stay smart. We've got to keep our wits about us, and we've got to do the next right thing. Holiday weekend, please wear your mask. Make them patriotic. Make them red, white, and blue, but wear those masks.
Final thing, if you could do a mulligan, a redo on anything you've done through the whole COVID-19, what would it be? Would it be the nursing home situation, or what would it be?
So, you know, we've at every step followed the CDC guidelines on nursing homes. Now, if I could go back in the time machine with all the knowledge I have right now, we would, of course, I think every governor in the nation and Dr. Fauci even would make different decisions, because we've learned so much about this virus in the last 3 months. But each decision was based on the best science available at the time. And our nursing home experience is tragic, just like every state in the nation. However, I would just, you know, observe that the percentage of our total deaths in nursing homes in Michigan is a lot lower than other states. And I think that's one of the things that hasn't really been clear in some of the coverage of this. And that's why, you know, why I still, even though we've done better than a lot of other states, recognize that that's devastating to lose a loved one in a congregate care facility. And that's why we're continuing to evolve and to improve, because it's really important we learn as we're moving forward.
Governor Whitmer, thank you so much for the time. It's a great pleasure to talk to you, and have a safe week, safe weekend, holiday weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Don't forget to mask up. Bye.
There it is. Thank you very much. Governor Gretchen Whitmer joining us here. Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.